Greetings and welcome to the 74th Nerdist Podcast. All right, quick announcements. First of all, stand-up shows. April 8th, Chicopee, Massachusetts. April 9th, the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. Just added to those shows to perform Mr. Mike Furman. I sense there might be music played at those shows. Then I will be performing at the Irvine Improv, April 15th through 17th, with Mr. Kumail Nanjiani, who you may have heard on the Comedians You Should Know podcast. So now, he is a comedian you should see live in Irvine. Then, just announced, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Varsity Theater, Friday, May 6th. Information for all these dates are at Nerdist.com in the sidebar where it says, "Look at me," because I would like you to come look at me. Because I'm a comic and have a weird personality deficiency. Also, we are launching Nerd Melt, our Nerdist at Meltdown space. A bunch of live shows coming up. I'll just give you a few of them. April 2nd, Jimmy Dore's Poppin' Politics. Sunday, April 3rd, James Gunn at 8 p.m., director of Super. If you show up with a ticket stub from any screening of Super this weekend, you will get in for free. Otherwise, tickets are $10. April 4th, Monday, Black Dynamite Night. May 2nd, Kevin Pereira of Attack O' The Show. So information for all these shows are at meltcomics.com. Look for the event calendar. And I want to throw a little plug for the guys who have provided the theme song, which is indelibly marked the Nerdist Podcast, Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hues, which is performed by Anamanaguchi, a chiptune band. AnamanaGuchi.com or at Anamanaguchi on Twitter. They're on tour right now, so you should absolutely see them live. They're going to be performing in LA, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Florida, all over the United States. So be sure and check them out and give them a hug or a chest bump or however you comfortably express appreciation for things in life. That's it. Hope you enjoy the Nerdist Hostful Podcast number 74. I send hugs to you. That has nothing to do with the show. That's just a separate emotion. That's why I did a character voice. Okay.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Yeah.
Are you high enough or are you too low? You're too low, Stryker.
Test. Test.
Test.
Kid.
Well, you guys sound good in my ears.
I sound good in my ears, too.
I sound good in my ears.
I guess we're all
especially the way I said that.
All right.
Terrific. Hey. Welcome to the next Nerdist Hostful Podcast. Okay, so here's the first thing that I want to say.
Number, no number. Go fuck yourself.
I did away with, you can't slam on the desk because we're in a radio station type thing. Anything to be like Brother Rush, right? Right, man?
So we're not counting.
We're not counting anymore.
Perfect.
Because what was happening was if you, particularly on iTunes, if you go to iTunes on the web or look at it in the iTunes program, then you most of what you would see is just number X and then just a piece of someone's name and you couldn't really see who it was. And then I kind of thought, like, you know, when I started this, I didn't know how long we were going to be doing the podcast. Sure, I said we were going to do it every week, but I don't know if I actually believed that was going to happen, much less twice a week.
I was surprised. I'm still surprised to this.
I guarantee you he did not believe that was going to happen.
So
he just said it. He just said it.
I just did. And so what I realized is that once we get to 100 – it's just, I feel like the numbering system is too clunky to say, like, number 100, President Obama, or whoever would be on.
I thought we were going to get into the seasonal.
Yeah, no.
I thought we were going to do the seasonal thing, you know, like.
I thought we were changing, too.
Like 201.
But even that's three digits.
Nah, it's three digits.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's better just to have people's names. I don't know. I kind of like it that way.
And I like the silly titles you give to our episodes, our hostful
episodes. One's going to be called Silly Titles. How about that?
Silly Titles.
You just came up with it.
You named it.
Silly Titles. You just named it Silly Tiles. Silly Tiles?
Silly Tiles.
I just went
on down to Silly Tiles. There's all, yeah, we got these tiles and there's goofy faces on. There's one with a...
Do you have talking bananas on your tiles?
Oh, you better believe it, buddy.
That is a silly tile.
We got talking bananas. We got talking plantains. They look a lot alike, but they're not.
But they're green.
That, you know, what you're doing right now is actually better than the local commercials we put on Web Soup.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we're back on.
Owl. I said big owl.
I know. Great job on Web Soup last night.
Thanks,
Jonah,
you too.
Ray.
You really
good,
killed
good,
it.
Good up top hand. And now
I got to give up top hand credit to Wade Randolph, the new writer.
People loved it. It was great. I think it was a lot of fun.
It was really fun. We have a set which is very professional.
Yeah, I get to enjoy the after to us, like the whole time I was just like, all right, okay, we're going a bit long. I got to get to the edit bay at 9. I worked from 9 till 4:30 this morning after the taping.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's how we run you guys into the ground.
Yeah, it's just because we have our big April Fool's special coming up, which will be tomorrow night, right? Is that how it works?
Yes, that's how it works. This will go up Thursday.
Yeah.
Or will it?
No, it will.
But yeah, this Friday will be our April Fool's special. And there's a ton of stuff. A ton of fun stuff on
that
one.
Would you say a ton of apostrophe stuff?
I would say a ton of stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Ton of stuff.
Ton of stuff.
Hey, did you see the comment from AC Deathstrike?
No.
They commented on our website and thanked us for, and then they sent us to their website.
Yeah, the guy gave me an email back.
Which I would pull up, but weirdly, my MiFi device isn't working again. That's bizarre.
That's weird. I was scrolling through Quements last night during a render, and some people are...
That's when you're putting the grill marks on
during
the meat.
Render?
Yeah,
right?
During a render. When you're putting grill marks on meat, that's a render.
Yeah, I was rendering a bunch of meats in the bay, but there was a... I actually wanted to, like, put some aside, because there were some... There's some really adorable ones, and then a ton of creepy comments.
Were they questions?
They were comments.
Were they questions?
That were comments.
They were questions.
There was this one guy I responded to who was awesome.
Well, you're breaking the format. You can't respond on the
Oh, you're right.
Page.
I didn't mean to, but just it came to my head.
No, we can talk about it. We can talk about that. You know what? Let's...
I just... he was really... It was really cool. I don't know how this works.
Dude, Jonah Ray, I bet you have the widest cock of anybody.
I wrote that. That was me.
Oh my god, Matt Myers.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to get to my
I really
scent.
Bet it.
Jonah's
really
cock is on the slow carb diet.
How do I get to my scent?
He's trimmed it down.
I don't know how to get to...
He's just lost 2 or 3 pounds of cock weight.
God, oh, that's good, though. Good for you. Are you walking?
Yep.
You walking a lot?
Your cock's got down to a size 28.
It's cock of the walk.
Cock of the walk.
I don't know how to get to my scent messages anymore.
I went to LensCrafters today and found out the glasses I ordered were lady sunglasses.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
That was a real thing. But I'm going to make them eyeglasses. So I feel like no one will know.
They're those big round Jackie O ones, right? Yeah. That was a tip off.
I don't really see the like the unless they're like
I don't
you know,
understand
old lady
either.
Glasses.
I didn't know until I was looking on the website and I was like, oh.
Yeah, if they fit, they fit.
Right. Yeah.
I had a woman's
they have little vaginas on the
arms. I had a woman's jacket once. It fit great, but I could never get over those zippers.
That must have been a huge lady. You're a tall man.
I was shopping at I was gonna say Diddy
WNBA for less.
I was shopping at the Diddy Reese women's clothing store.
Didi Reese is an ice cream store in Westwood.
Yeah, yeah. You keep on going through. You keep on going through to the back door, and then it turns into a clothing store for big and talls.
Oh,
really?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Because you get really big eating their ice cream and cookies.
Instantly.
Diddy Reese cookies, when I went to UCLA, was that's where you went, because they had quarter, their cookies were a quarter.
Yep.
But then what you later found out, after you've been eating them for years, is that the reason that they're a quarter is because they're made with lard. Which is not an expensive,
but it's a dollar for the ice cream sandwich though. It's like it's a quarter per cookie. You can pick two different cookies, and then you pick your ice cream. That's 50 cents.
Quarter
they put
per
it in
cookie
the middle.
Sounds like something at the Mustang Ranch.
Quarter for quarter for cookie.
Quarter for cookie. All right, so I guess look at all these people. We're in the radio station right now.
We're going to look really. Hey, there's Dan Reiser. He's a producer on the Soup.
All these people are walking in and going to the Super Awards that they're taping tonight.
You guys, you notice anything about them all?
There are a lot of women.
They're dressed right.
A lot of women.
Everyone's dressed up for the Super Awards.
And that guy's got a beard.
So Diddy Reese, they make these, like, you'd get for 50 cents, you'd get these insane ice cream sandwiches. Which are great when you're in college, and then you can eat anything you want
still
in college.
Is that still in existence? Does that still
Yeah, it's still there.
Prices?
I used to go all the time when I was doing the Bruco open mic. I would get there early after work,
I didn't want the empty calories.
No.
You never heard of that term before. By the way, Tim Ferriss, very polarizing guest, it turns out, on the podcast.
Super. I was going to go on the website and comment to all the people, and then I decided not to.
I did, too.
You
well,
did, too?
Listen, here's the thing.
I did.
Most of the people were like, oh, my God, this was fun, and thank you, and, you know, and then someone else.
There was a couple people that didn't like it for different reasons.
Someone thought we were doing an advertisement. We were not doing an advertisement for Tim. We benefited in no way. It's just we were
all.
I mean, we benefited. We benefited in no monetary way. it just all independently of each other, we all started doing the slow carb diet.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the context of our world at the time when we had him on. And so that's what we talked about.
And we were in San Francisco where he lives. Yep. And
you're still talking about him.
We need shows. Yeah. Yeah. But there was one guy, I thought it was an advertisement. The other person was just upset saying because he's not a nerd. And he nerds out about fitness and travel.
Yeah, that's a nerdy way to.
Tim's a pretty nerdy guy if you know him. He does weird stuff like he changed his walk. That's a pretty nerdy thing to do.
Like that Mr. Show episode?
Kind of, yeah. But he says it's actually harder than you think to change your walk.
Yeah, I'd imagine. So. Also, a lot of people up in arms about us giving Matt a hard time about being a sports nerd.
Yeah, I know. Stats, the statistician. And you know what? I got to say, I think I might back off a little on that. That you're right, because I firmly believe someone explained it in this way, just about like, you know, just quantifying your world. And I am a firm believer that if you ever want to make any kind of changes in your life, that you have to quantify all the things that you currently do so you can see. So if you're looking at stat trends and figuring out what's happening next, I apologize, Matt Myra, and I support your stat.
Well, it's it's interesting, and I like that there's a huge pool of data, which is unlike any other sport, because I can go back 100 years and see what that guy's ERA was.
Yeah,
you know,
I completely support your stat nerd.
I didn't really hate it. I did it as a just kind of was just I like fucking around like that.
Yeah, he sure does.
Sure do. I sure do.
You know what I saw this weekend?
What'd you see this weekend? Why do you keep looking out the window? You're making me want to look now.
Because there's people lined up outside.
People everywhere.
There's people outside with a 40% chance of transvestitism.
Yeah, those two things that just went by? There's three now. Three tranny-looking people.
There's three tall ladies who were actually men.
Oh.
Who are going to the... very statuesque.
That's probably why... Security guard had a little more attitude tonight. He's probably tired of handing out these passes.
Keep on slamming that table.
To all the people.
You know, I'm sorry.
For a guy that should be delicate with his hands working on computers all day, you think you wouldn't
slam? And also
slam.
A guitar player.
And I sprained this wrist on the weekend.
Motherfucker fell in his tub.
I slipped.
You slipped?
In the shower. I don't have a bath mat, which has been stupid and still continues to be stupid because I haven't bothered to get one. But
they're readily available. You know that, right? You don't have to make them.
I got in the shower and I was like, oh, I forgot my razor in the other room. Let me go get my razor. And then I slipped and went down hard on my shin. And then my wrist went to brace it. And that was it's hurt.
No, that happened the day I fractured my arm. I like was getting into a tub and then my foot slipped and my hurt arm went out to catch all my weight. And then I just had to I got real quiet and like Deanna was like, can I do anything? I was like, I'm gonna scream. And then she was like, just go. Yeah, I was like, fuck. Like just.
And then you
forever.
Punched her because she was there.
She was there. And she was asking for it.
She took on the face of your rage.
The way she was dressed, she was asking for it. She was dressed like an arm.
Case dismissed. Dressed like an arm.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I threw up my back at a meeting at work at 7:30 in the morning. And then I couldn't go to work the rest of the day. And the only way I was comfortable was walking. So I walked from 3:30 in the afternoon till about 8:45 at night. I just walked.
Just walking around?
Like Forrest Gump, but walking.
Or more like Frank Drebin when he walks and all of a sudden he's on the edge of the city. He just walks?
Yes.
Well, I had an interesting thing.
Don't tell us about your interesting thing.
Okay. Meatloaf is good.
Bad out of hell.
Here's a little tip for you out there. If you get your internet service from Time Warner, here's what I learned. If you're on recurring billing, this was a fun. I was not going to do anything this weekend. This is like my first couple days off, and
I think they're practicing a choir practice.
Oh, they are.
Singing. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They were asking me if I knew a choir person from our Balls Broke the Fall lady.
Oh, right.
Remember? And they were like, "Hey, is she part of real choir?" I was like, "No, she's a lady."
Why does it sound racist when you say that? Do you know a choir person? What are we really talking about here?
You know, she eats at Fat Ho Burgers.
You know them, the choir people.
You mean a choirman.
So I go on to change my credit card for recurring billing. And you go to the Time Warner website, takes you to another website with apparently different login credentials to change that information. Oh, horribly, horribly inefficient. And then it was literally an hour of me first on the phone on the website with chat support, and then talking to a guy on the phone
could not repeat back what the problem was. I was like, oh, I need to change my credit card to a new credit card. And he was like, so let me repeat this back. You want me to take your account off automatic billing? Oh, and I'm like, Jesus. Where did you get? I think I actually said, where did you hear that? In anything I just said, where did you identify those words?
Should have just said yes. And then called back and said, I'd like to sign up for automatic billing.
He put me on the phone to a supervisor who was this really funny, like, older Texan guy. I love when you get the kind of, like, the guys who've been in tech support for, like, since tech support started. Yeah. And he was actually very funny.
Sometimes I feel like
that. Well, I'm going to have to ask you this little nasty piece of business. What are the last four numbers of your Social Security number?
That's funny.
Like one of those guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, it took an hour. So if you are on recurring billing with Time Warner, apparently they don't want you to change that because they turn into a fucking steeplechase. But also, in the process, while I was trying to rest up this weekend, watched a phenomenal series on BBC called Survivors. Which was a remake from a 70s series called Survivors, which was created by a man named Terry Nation, who invented the Dalek.
Wow, this guy.
Yep.
You're going British on us.
I am going very British on you. Yeah, this series, Survivors, is great. The unfortunate thing is they only did two seasons of it, and it ended on a cliffhanger, and BBC was like, yeah, we're done. Don't you feel like a network, and I'm looking at you, Deadwood people, don't you feel like a network has a responsibility to the people who did watch the show to just do one more episode to wrap everything up?
Do they really have a response? Do you think they would even care if they canceled it?
No, I know they don't care, but it leaves an open loop in your head for the rest of your life. And maybe that's just the way my nerd brain works, but it's infuriating to know that Deadwood will never resolve. And it's infuriating to know that this show, Survivors, will never resolve. And I feel like they have a responsibility to the viewers to be like, we're canceling the show. We'll do one more 1 hour special.
You guys write it. Clearly, we don't want to spend money on it. You guys write it. You guys produce it.
I am taking the concept of commerce out of this and just making it a purely artistic endeavor.
No, I know. I don't think I've ever really,
I'm weary of that with the Doctor Who season being split. I'm just weary of the cliffhanger. I hate cliffhangers for any amount of time.
Like the Mad Men not coming back till 2012.
That's crazy.
By the way, it is a little upsetting, though, to see on the Google News page, like, number one story, radioactive water at Fukushima. Number two story, Mad Men doesn't come back till 2012.
I'm actually surprised.
You must have gone on later than I did because it was first.
Yeah, I'd imagine that would be first. Yes, radioactivity ruining the planet, or.
I got to see who Don Draper's going to jam it in. I got to see if he's going to stay with that Canadian chick. He threw it way in her. He threw it really up.
I don't think as an American he can respect himself anymore.
He threw it in her like a Chesterfield. I don't even know what that means. It's an old cigarette. Survivor's great show. Then I watched Zapped because it became available on Netflix streaming.
Zapped.
My favorite telekinesis movie of all time.
Bayo.
Yep, Bayo. Bayo and Ames.
Yeah.
Bames. That's before they started mashing up people's last names.
Man, that was a partnership that could have kept going.
And Felice Schechter, formerly of Facts of Life, now apparently working on like CSI or something as a production coordinator.
They always end up there.
I worked with Scott Bayo on a sitcom in the 90s. Hear me out. And it was he was awesome. He was directing a bunch of episodes, which, by the way, if you want a sweet gig in television, fucking direct sitcoms. They get paid so much fucking money. Yeah. If you direct a pilot that gets picked up to series, you get paid every time that an episode of that show airs forever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's sweet. And we all work in cable, so we don't understand how all that residual stuff works.
Yeah.
But anyway, Scott Bayo, I was like, oh my God, I loved Zapped. And he was like, yeah, that was just me and Willie Ames banging cocktail waitresses in the trailer.
Not what the movie was at all. It was you had telekinesis and you just revealed
people's
moves.
I may have actually explained it that way to him back. And he was like, all right, I think we're done here. Exploding Clothes. And then they made Zapped again in 1990. Why couldn't that have been better? I mean, you're going to wait 8 years to make a...
Well, their first mistake was someone going...
Guys. Anthony Michael Hall just peeked in.
No way.
It's fucking Anthony Michael Hall.
And we're talking about 80s movies.
Oh my God, I'm so freaking out right now. I just see this face. Like, there's a the E radio. It's where it's the EG4 radio station. There's a small like porthole window that just peeks outside, and I just see this face come into full frame, and I'm like, "That's Anthony Michael Hall. Was he just dead zoning me? He has to touch me to dead zone me.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Him and Joel are probably friends from that episode where he played the bully in Community.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gary, your son, Gary. Who is this Gary character?
You know what I'm excited about? This Friday night.
Friday.
I'm going to see
Night.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
And the guys who designed
the Killer Clowns.
The Killer Clowns are going to be there in person. The brothers who also designed Critters.
Are they going to design a Killer Clown or a Critter live for everyone?
I don't think so. I think they're just going to ask questions about designing
some of the
props.
When you designed that clown, what did you do with its teeth?
That's true. That's a good one.
I would ask.
Or a comment. Or a question. Or a comment. Or a comment.
This is the laziest version we've done. Yeah.
Didn't take long for that to happen.
It's a question.
Four or five episodes before the Quemet train goes down.
Yeah.
takes a dive.
Looking forward to it.
I'm still freaking out about Anthony Michael Hall.
I can't look at him.
Well, he's not there anymore.
Are you sure?
He disappeared.
All right.
Maybe he was a very, very tall guy near the door.
He was a specter.
Maybe the tall guy's a wrestler.
Breakfast Club ghosts. Here's the thing. It's the ghosts have to haunt
that library?
The library.
Is it similar to a residual haunting, or is it intelligent?
Oh, that's a good question. So is it like a fingerprint, or is it a sentient ghost?
I need to know.
Are ghosts sentient, or are ghosts just reflections of events that happened?
They're actually fake. They're not real.
Wait, I don't understand.
What are all those people hunting?
What are all those people hunting?
We're never going to get Dan Aykroyd on now.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll want to come in because here's the thing: Dan Aykroyd into UFOs, into the idea that is intelligent life beyond our solar system. I agree with him in that part. I don't agree with him with a couple other things. His sitcom Soul Man, where he played a Harley driving
preacher,
single father preacher, just trying to make his way. And I don't believe that there are ghosts.
that's the other thing.
Those are the two things.
But other than that,
I think he's great.
Beyond that,
yeah,
it's not crazy that he might be here for the old Super Awards. It is a flurry of activity outside these studios right now. We are in the middle of it, you guys.
We are in
the epicenter,
the apex of weird.
I wanted to read this. I got an email from Jeremy Wheaton, Will's brother.
Oh, hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy, who is just a super awesome guy. But, you know, when I knew Jeremy, he was kind of going through snotty 13-year-old era.
Ah.
And then he outgrew it, and then he became super cool Jeremy. But he listened to the Will podcast, and he just wrote me, I don't remember any of this, and it sounds really disturbing. But he said he was, he remembered, he was jumping into little details when Will and I were talking about the old days.
Doom.
Back when Will and I went and saw that body, and then he told a story about throwing up, and then we put it on WebZoom because that's what our show is now. All right, so he says, I don't know if you remember when we went to a Kings game. I took Jeremy to a Kings game once. Will was out of town.
Will loves hockey.
I don't think Will went. It was just me and you, and we stopped by a. Here's where it gets weird. We stop by. Tell me if you think this is weird. All right. We stop by a liquor store on the way back to your apartment. You bought me a Jugs magazine. Well, I've still got it. Okay, no, I don't. But right after you bought me that, you showed me a huge double-ended dildo. I should have been scared, but I wasn't. Which should scare you? I vaguely remember. We just had a lot of weird stuff around my apartment. The dildos didn't go in anyone.
I'm pretty sure a high school football coach just got fired for that very same thing.
Really?
Well, I seem to recall I had just had a birthday, and so I got a bunch of gag gifts. One of them was a blow-up doll, and then a double-ended dildo. I guess for backing up against another motherfucker, a la Requiem for a Dream.
Ass to ass.
A little A to A action.
One of my favorite things I've ever done, out of all the things I've done, my friend had two cats that were just like
already
sitting,
a good story.
Sitting just like perfectly like butt to butt, like on a, like a sofa. And then so I put, in italic bold or no, impact bold font, D's pussies go as to ass.
Oh my God, that's genius.
It was one of my favorite things I ever did.
Where did you do? Where'd you put that?
I put it on my Tumblr a while back. It didn't get as much traction as I thought it would.
It's always, so you always know. The one you think are going to be like, yeah. Oh, this is going to blow up the internet. And it
did.
Then
a few friends did some parody ones. One that Deanna did was she actually got a real picture of two women going ass to ass with on a dildo, but then she put cute kitty cat faces on their faces.
Oh, yeah. That's adorbs.
Yeah. I think I saw Patrick Warburton.
Oh, is he here?
I don't know. I think I saw
him. He was supposed to be on that. I recorded a Scooby-Doo episode this morning.
Really?
Yes.
What was the voice?
It was a bit like this.
Nice.
They said the direction was to be like the bridge, the guardian from Monty Python.
Your name?
Yeah.
From Holy Grail.
Which is close to the dog that guards the Bog of Eternal Stench in Labyrinth.
Smell? What smell? I smell nothing.
Well, so there's a new Cartoon Network is doing a new Scooby-Doo series from. I did one episode last year, and I was super excited because I got the Meddling Kids line, which is like that's like getting to fuck the show right there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like getting to fuck the show Scooby-Doo when you get to do the Meddling Kids line, and the show is so goddamn funny. They basically the approach with Scooby-Doo, it's Scooby-Doo Mysteries Incorporated, I think. The approach is that it's sort of like Brady Bunch movie where they write jokes around all the subtext of the characters. And it's fucking hilarious. Like the episode that I did, Lewis Black was on and Patrick Warburton and our friend Gray Delisle.
How are you able to tell it's Lewis Black if you can't see his hands?
I don't know. I guess anyone could really just call. Oh, here's what I have to read you. Holy shit. I have to.
That's if you ever have a kid. Here's what I have to read you. Good night, Moon. Oh God, here we go.
I have to. I hope I don't get in trouble for this. Okay, so the whole thing with Gilbert. This is a little peek inside the commercial industry, which is hilarious to me. And by doing this, I will never get this job, but it's fine. I wasn't going to audition
Aflac.
For it anyway.
Aflac.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the Aflac. Did someone else talk about this?
No.
But Kevin Murphy, a.k.a. Tom Servo from, Mr. Science Theater 3000, he posted his submission on his Tumblr.
Yeah.
It was just him going, Aflac. Aflac.
All right. So here is this came out with the audition material. And I can't tell if they're kidding or if it's for reals. First of all, it's a page and a half about what they want utter this word.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the character sheets for Midnight Cowboy were this detailed. Our business is about being there for people in need. So ask yourself, are you the duck? If so, there's a home and a flourishing career for you as the Aflac duck.
You know what? I want a new duck.
One that won't make you sick?
No.
All right.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
That one that won't...
make you crash your car?
No. You're
waddling all around?
You're doing the real lyrics.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Didn't realize what we were doing.
Matt doesn't have parody sense.
What? I don't understand.
Okay, you have listen to this. I'm not going to read all of it because it's literally a page and a half long. Responsibilities. Create innovative and original quacking that helps consumers understand how Aflac is different from Major Medical.
Wow.
Now that line would lead you to believe that it is in fact a joke. But then it just goes on. Strategically develop ways for the word Aflac to communicate that the company's insurance provides a financial safety net for families.
Quack. No.
Quack. No.
I'm not getting financial safety net.
Quack. Ka-ching.
What? No, what I'm getting right there is a financial hole.
Sorry.
That is a danger hole. You're making a quacking danger hole.
Quack or closure.
Okay, well, that's a little nettier.
Okay.
That was a little nettier. Provide exceptional and creative use of the word Aflac for advertising and television websites or their marketing communication.
Aflac-alicious.
Translate complex messages into a single word that tells people Aflac is the insurance company that they can count on in their time of need. I don't know if Gilbert did that before. He just said the word, and then they wrapped the context around
honestly
it.
Honestly, always thought that they just paid him once and used it over and over again. I had no idea that he was doing this.
Well, they would have to re-up his contract every once in a while.
Is there a thing
still at
the end that says, don't make fun of Japan?
I don't. Well,
our ducks.
There is almost.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
get there. Special skills. Requires correct pronunciation of the word Aflac. Okay.
I'm out.
Sorry.
Can't do it.
Neither can Kevin Murphy. Must be able to present complex information clearly and concisely into an effective reading of the word Aflac.
Wow.
Ability to improvise.
Aflac.
Schwa? I need a location. Aflac. I need an occupation. Aflac.
Aflac.
Okay. Aflac.
Yes and?
Yes and Aflac. Yes and Aflac.
It's like a Smurf script.
Skilled at making people laugh. Unique and memorable voice. Here we go. Bilingual skills. English duck and Spanish duck.
El Aflac.
El Aflac.
Which is Spanish for the Aflac.
Core competencies. Here's where the jokes come in. Inspires trust and behaves ethically. I guarantee you the moral clause that was going to go with this new contract is going to be a foot thick.
Well, you know, remember when the Geico Gecko got fired because he voiced his opinions on something? I can't remember.
Don't voice your opinions on stuff if you're a character who represents a company, apparently.
Yeah.
Well,
that ain't going to work. Collaborative spirit, especially when it comes to working with ducks, actually on the thing. That's why I can't tell if this is a joke or if it's for realsies.
Maybe this is exactly what they were planning on happening, Chris.
Oh my God, you guys. It's this. I accidentally just auditioned for this part.
You
I
fell into the trap.
I'm far too dirty. There's no way I would ever get hired for this anyway. So that's why I feel like it's
AFCUNT.
Okay.
No.
It's not AFCUNT.
AFLUNG.
AFLABIA. AFLABIA.
I guess I just went to the end with cunt, huh?
Yeah, you took it from. That's a Ferrari comedy over there.
Yeah,
0-60 in 2.3.
Oh, that's a hell of an engine.
Yeah, that's not bad, huh? I don't know. I don't drive a Ferrari.
That's much too fast.
Oh,
that's like Callaway, Sledgehammer, Corvette.
I found that email from that guy.
Oh, you finally found that email from that guy?
Yeah, I did.
Are you going to read it for everyone right now, John?
It's his name is Michael Sanders. I'm PFC Sanders, Michael S., and I am a member of the 785th Military Police Battalion out in Fraser, Michigan. Recently, he had some family issues,
okay.
And the only really thing that kind of helped him move through and get laughs was listening to our podcast.
That's nice.
But he is actually, I think, might have already left, but he's going on another tour of Afghanistan.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And he's loading up on pretty much every episode just to re-listen to it as he's out there because he doesn't have much access to download podcasts out there. But he says he wants to thank you guys. He is very appreciative of the podcast. And I just want to say thank you, sir, for
might not be on Afghani
iTunes.
You're
not going to hear this until you get back.
Yes.
But when you do.
What is his name?
Michael Sanders, PFC.
Michael Sanders.
Private First Class, Michael Sanders.
Michael Sanders, you're a fucking badass. And we appreciate that you are fighting for what you believe in.
Yes.
And we miss you. Please come home.
Yeah, it was very good.
Please come home to us. We miss you.
When you shoot things, play Rock in the Casbah.
I want to I wish we could send that guy like a Twinkie or something like patently American while he's over there, just to give him a slice of home. I just don't know what happens if you. Let's get that guy's address. We should send him a weird, fun Nerdist package.
Yeah,
in
Afghanistan. I'll email him back. He might have already left, but I'll email him again. See if we can get him something.
God damn it! Do you have a Quement, Matthew?
No.
All right, good.
Good.
New Fleet Foxes album coming out May 3rd. I'm a fan of the Fleet Foxes.
New Mountain Goats came out this week. It's pretty okay.
Is that a band or
the Mountain Goats?
Yeah,
It's a band. They're good.
It's just their.
Is that some sort of a band?
Yeah.
Is that their hibernations? Like
is that some sort of rock music band?
No, not too. You like them actually, Chris.
All right, Mountain Goats.
Yeah,
I'm all over it. You're my music source.
Yeah.
You're better than any kind of suggestion engine that I would get.
It's funny though because like I was reading some of the comments and people were saying something like, it's like, you know, I like how Matt's into sports and Chris knows all about comedy technology and Jonah has his hipster music.
What is wrong with that statement?
That's almost not a compliment.
I don't understand what hipster music is.
Well, that's the music that you like.
It's code for good music.
That's the music that you like.
To people, that's what good music is.
Yeah,
that's the dirty hipster music that you listen to.
That dirty hipster music I listen to. Like, you know, Tom Petty.
He won't back down.
No.
Here's a comment from Felix Harcourt. Wizarding euphemisms is the subject line.
Harcourt.
Dear Matt, Chris, and Jonah, in order of likelihood of surviving the zombie apocalypse. Oh, he put you last.
Maybe. Wait, that's fine. It's ascending.
That
order,
means you'll survive last.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is. Oh, shit.
I'm obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt would go first, and then me, and then Jonah. I have a question that, for no particularly good reason, occurred to me on the train the other day and has been squatting in my brain ever since. Do you think that gay wizards have a Quidditch-based equivalent of the pitcher-catcher euphemism? If so, what would it be? The chaser-keeper? I don't know, but I think...
I thought all wizards were gay.
Well, beyond that, I think...
I agree with that.
I think... My guess is that if you're, like, large, hairy gay wizards are called Hagrids.
That's me.
And the Hagrids hug the house elves. So if you're a little hairless person, you like to hug a bear. Hagrid is the equivalent of the bear.
You know where I went to last weekend?
And a cub is a house elf.
I went to an
or a Draco.
Emily Gordon.
Hagrids and Dracos. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done with my thing now.
Emily Gordon, who you know co-produces Meltdown Show, Kumail Nanjiani's wife.
I'm very familiar with her.
Yes, she really wanted us all, like me and Deanna, her and Kumail, to go to this erotic art fair in West Hollywood that you were also invited to.
I was supposed to go and I threw on my back, but
yeah, you would have loved it. It was like just hardcore homosexual art, and so these cartoonishly large dicks. It's like being swung around. A lot of cool comic book art. It was pretty fucking awesome.
Where was this?
This was in West Hollywood at one of the community centers. But it was like a really crazy, awesome erotic art fair.
That's really fantastic. Do you know what it was called?
I don't remember.
You just brought up a thing that we all want to see.
Well, no, it was just for the weekend.
It's gone now.
It was just for the weekend.
I don't understand how art shows work. So it's still there?
No.
I'm of the internet generation. I can see everything always.
It's not a store.
I can see everything always.
But yeah, there was a lot of fucking really cool art. A lot of just stuff that I found very humorous. A lot of that pulp stuff from the 50s and 60s too. A lot of those old pulp books, like Johnny's First Time, stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And all that. There was a lot of from talking to this guy. There was a lot of secret gay books, like books that the guys making it knew that it was for other homosexual guys.
So on the outside, it just said like it's just sweet, like delicious pussy.
It was like a drawing book. It's like the body and its forms, and it's just like multiple angles of like very muscular men.
Right,
and it's like, but like this stuff was just pretty much made for that, for like, you know, as like a way to.
So they didn't just try to disguise it with, like, the Bible on the cover.
Cut to guy who's making it. If I ever catch a gay guy reading my purely informational book.
There was live
swimming through kelp forests of cock.
There was, like, really, like this, like, muscular dude, and there was, like, guys around him drawing. And there was one guy that was just, like, put the pen in his mouth and just drew with pen and paper with the pen in his mouth.
Because he lost the use of his arms?
No. He was holding the paper.
Sure.
It was quite appropriate, I think, a way to draw.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I'm the guy who showed a double-ended dildo to Will Wheaton's younger brother.
Exactly.
I don't know why I would do that. I think it was just more like,
it's
hey,
funny.
Jeremy, check it out.
Yeah,
I didn't try to fuck him with it or anything.
Well, you probably hit him in the head with it.
I might have.
Who hasn't been hit in the head with a dildo, seriously?
I've never really experienced that.
Me either, guys.
How's work treating you this week?
Oh, so great, Chris. I love it.
It's your favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never going to leave.
Nope.
The anguish in your eyes, the anguish and the frustration in your eyes. I Matt and I had lunch yesterday, and then he had to go to work. And I was like, what time do you have to be to work? And he's like, now.
Yeah.
You could just see it, like, just... Yeah. The frustration just being held in, like, life.
That kind of thing you do when you're leaving your apartment in the morning and you put your hand on the doorknob and you just go, all right, let's do it.
Here we go. Where you put your arms on both sides of the mirror and you just look at yourself and you're just like, all right, buddy.
Yeah.
It's you and me.
How about that kid's fucking video?
How about that kid's fucking video?
The one that...
Christopher Coleman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
So we did Christopher Coleman, who I didn't know before and I didn't ask him to do this, but... He wanted to go to the show at the Wilbur Theater in Boston on April 9th.
Oh,
and so he lives in San Diego, but he didn't know anyone in Boston. So he decided he would have a BFF contest.
Yeah.
So all these people tried to convince him why he should be their BFFs. And then another guy named Shane Robinson in Hawaii bought four tickets just to support the show.
Yeah. From my hometown. That guy lives in my hometown.
Oh, he does, really?
In Kailua.
What if everyone did that and you show up and it's empty? Except for Coleman and the other guy.
I would ride home on a train of cash.
Yeah.
Be like, well, I got paid anyway. But, and so he made, Christopher Coleman made this video announcing the winner, and it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was
like,
really
adorable.
Funny.
He did really such a great job.
Really well put together. A lot of funny jokes, like the swiping of
the chess pieces.
Chess pieces, yeah.
And he did such a great job. I was so proud. And I excited that he made a bunch of new friends who didn't know each other, and now all these people are going to hang out.
Yeah.
That makes me very happy.
Yeah, but you're not going to hang out with them, would you?
I absolutely will. Wow. We're going to do a tweet up at Anna's Taqueria.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Are we doing this on Sunday? Yeah. Are we doing the Super Bowl?
Anna's Taqueria. Taqueria.
So, well, we should see the movie before the podcast. Anyway,
yeah, I feel the same way.
So you guys are going to do your Super Tweet Up on Sunday.
And that's just, and we should let people know, it's just me and Matt going.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to be at WonderCon moderating a Doctor Who panel, but then I'm going to race back to L.A. Mm-hmm. to host the James Gunn panel at Nerdist at Meltdown at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. What about, isn't 826 there?
No.
826 has this week off.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
they have this week off. They'll be on for the rest of April after this, and then we're doing our thing at 8 o'clock. And this live podcast is free if you show up with a ticket stub from any screening of Super.
Yeah. And when are we going to go?
Sunday afternoon, I assume. Right?
ArcLight? Is it planned at the ArcLight?
I don't know.
Just follow Jonah Ray or Matt Myra on Twitter.
At a Ray of Jonah.
Oh, you're at a Ray of Jonah. That's right, because you got drunk and got rid of Jonah Ray.
That happened so long ago, and we've already been over it. It was like
I want to rehash it.
And on my
I
horse.
Like to rehash stuff when you're convinced that it'll never come up again. That's when you strike.
That's true. That's when he did that.
That's when the iron's hot. Right when you think you got away with the crime.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this to hit. Oh,
AG got at Steve AG back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. What? How do you do that?
I'm sure if the name's not taken.
You'd have to know someone from Twitter.
Twitter,
they can, yeah. They did it for him. So you'll just have to hook up with someone.
If anyone works at Twitter, please help me out with that.
Jonah Ray.
I stuck with Matt Myra.
Jonah promises he will not get drunk and get rid of his Twitter account again.
And I'm sorry for the cartoons that I've written about making fun of you.
Well,
apologize for those.
Yeah. All right, let's take another comment.
It's a question.
And the sound you just heard was
the shattering of the rule of fifths.
Yeah, 50 to 100,000 headphones being ripped out of ears and hitting the ground.
Good.
What if we trigger another?
All right, let's go. Question for the Hostful Podcast. This question is for Matt Myra.
Hey, what's up?
Go ahead.
This is from Nicholas Taylor.
Actually, the hardest you've laughed all night is something you said.
I entertain myself, guys. Right.
Here we go. Nicholas Taylor. This question is for Matt Myra.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to do stand-up? I've been listening since episode 1. I can't recall you ever stating in your own voice that you want to be a stand-up. It seems a bit like Jonah and Chris are raping comedy into you.
Oh, no.
Love the show, Nick.
That's clear. They know that from talks we have off the air. But I do want to be a stand-up.
That's what I said. I said Matt started doing stand-up way before the podcast. Yeah. He always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I met you because you used to attend all the Comedy Death Ray shows.
Yeah, I used to go all the time. And I did stand-up a lot more, like in 2007. I've been doing it for a while poorly because I didn't go as often.
I said off the air he's giddy about it. He just downplays it on the show for some reason. He's scared of losing the security of his computer repair job.
Yep.
But I'll ask the question on the next Hostful Podcast. So you do want to do stand-up, right? We are not raping this into you.
I would love to do stand-up. I just, I have other things that I need to be doing in order to...
A lot of ins and outs. A lot of what have you.
Yeah. I don't know.
You need to be making money that you can trade for goods and or services, like rent and
it's
food.
It's mostly services.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even goods. Not even buying goods.
Get another job. I don't know. In this market, I'm sure you can find anything.
Yeah, you're right.
You're only
Southern California.
You're a skilled podcaster.
Yeah. Job on a podcast.
Oh, man.
If you go to another podcast, I'll fucking kill you.
Whoa, Jimmy Dore, calm down.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said at all.
It's
good.
Funny.
So we cleared that up. You actually do want to be doing stand-up.
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do. Guys, assume the day that I cannot work at a job that I work at, I'll be very happy, and we'll all have a party together.
Is that really going to happen?
When it happens, eventually, I'm sure.
So are you waiting?
I'm waiting to be. I want to look before I leap. You know what I mean? I need to have
it. There's no reason.
And that's a percentage is worth a pound of cure.
There's no reason to not be doing it now.
A source of income.
But there's no reason to, like, you know, to, like, not continue to, like, on your free nights, go out to an open mic.
I don't get free nights. I really don't.
Really?
I really don't.
Well, you're going to get free nights when you start the open mic and Meltdown in May.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. That's when you'll start doing stand-up. Because then what's going to happen is other people will start booking you to do their shows, and then pretty soon you'll have your 15 minutes, and then a half hour, and then...
And then you'll start the Cosby
Show.
And
then you'll, put out your album, Matt Myrica.
I would go with...
A Myrica.
A miracle.
Yeah.
Let's spell with Myra in big capital letters.
The O'Neaters?
Hey, that's O'Netters.
It's O'N... Here's a fun email I got from a guy named Jeffrey Voorhees. A while ago, I wrote you a pretty shitty email. See, Chris Hardwick drinking game. It was a shitty email, and it had something to do with, like, hey, maybe there should be a drinking game where every time you do something, and then he said something horribly shitty, and I just wrote back, and I was like, was that really necessary?
What do I do?
Take it to that level.
Oh.
You call me on it, and I undeniably deserved it. When I wrote it, I presumed a webmaster would sift through things. Nope, I read them all, come across it, and if there was any hope of carrying a message through, I would have to punch it up a bit. As with many presumptions, I was wrong many turns, and I remain both apologetic and humbled. Nice. I'm writing because sometimes, many times in fact, I don't realize some habits or tendencies until someone points them out to me. I don't presume your mind works or doesn't work, as it were, in the same way, but I wanted to offer a casual, judgment-free observation. Here we go again. You say phenomenal a lot. 6 times in the first 4.5 minutes of the most recent podcast, for example. You mentioned some time ago that you were trying to quit amazing, though from listening to you talk, it seems that phenomenal has become a direct substitute. I hope this doesn't come across as a personal criticism.
Can I respond to this kid?
Sure.
Go fuck yourself.
It's not wrong or offensive. It's just an observation. I would tell... He sounds like one of those guys that would be like, you know your shirt's stupid. You're like, yeah. Why would you say that? I'm just saying your shirt's stupid. That's not offensive. I mean, you can take that however you want.
Yeah, you know how there's that saying, observe and report? the report isn't part of the observation. I'm just making an observation. That's something you keep to yourself. You're making a comment.
Wait, it gets better. This is what I love about him, not trying to be offensive. You were somewhat, because this guy's a total nerd. And you can tell, he works at Ohio State University, and he works in the Department of Internal Medicine. Obviously a super smart guy, but it's this kind of nerd arrogance that is hilarious to me, because he honestly, I promise you, he doesn't know he's being shitty and arrogant. Listen to this sentence. You are someone with interesting thoughts who communicates in a very contemporary and accessible manner. That's nice. However, many times ideas can become muddled or lost when they are unable to stand out against the inane din of contemporary language use.
Mm-hmm. I agree. He's so right.
Yeah.
Well, I get excited about things, and you know, I think it would stand out. I think it would be more weird if I just sat here with a thesaurus and tried to come up with.
I would describe that Quement as phenomenal.
I would as
amazingly phenomenal.
Amazingly phenomenal. So he's also waiting for the very special episode of the podcast when you and Jonah get a divorce.
Oh.
See, so he ends it with something humorous.
We'll next time friends. On a very special Nerdist podcast.
You don't love me anymore.
I never loved you. Did you see the final-ish animation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the panel up front of me, you holding me.
Like, that kid nailed those cards.
Daniel Spellman?
Yeah.
He's at Jackie Dan Show.
Yeah. Like, he's going to get a lot of jobs just as, like, a character designer.
And you know what I loved about that is that he said that animation was just something he was tooling around with, and animating that piece from this show got him back into it. And when I watch it, I'm like, it's so clear that this is what you should be doing.
Yeah. No, even like he, like when he emailed us, he just said, it's like, hey, doing this whole thing got me really back into it. There's something I want to do. I feel really fulfilled. Like,
that's actually been one of the most exciting things for me about this podcast is people saying that it got them off their ass to do something with their lives. Yeah. Like, that to me is the most, besides money, is the most rewarding thing about the podcast. I mean, besides, like, an actual physical reward would be nice too, but this is actually the most rewarding thing about the podcast is that people are actually getting out there and creating stuff on their own, and that makes me endlessly happy. So thank you for that. And I honestly take it as a huge compliment when people write me and say that they started doing something because of the podcast, or that I use a word too much and I'm that the meanings of what I'm saying are lost in the din of contemporary language use. because I'm perpetually redundant.
I hear that.
What are you guys doing this weekend? I'm going to WonderCon.
You're going to WonderCon. Joan and I will be doing a tweet up at an undisclosed theater as soon as we find out where it's playing.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see Killer Clowns from Outer Space at midnight.
Yep, you're
going to
go see that. We're doing the Meltdown show tonight.
Yeah, the Meltdown show tonight.
Your Wednesday night stand-up show, and then I will be at WonderCon Saturday. There's a signing at the G4 booth at 3:30, and then Sunday, 11:15, the Doctor Who
panel. I'll be working till midnight on Friday. And you can probably catch me till about.
You can make
11.
It over. You can make it over to the Killer
Saturday.
Clowns
I'll
show.
Be telling people that their computer has water damage, and they'll deny that they put it near water, even though it's full of water and came and was brought in a fishbowl. I don't know how this happened. I gotta tell you something though. You look better every week.
You're looking good.
I wish my brain looked better.
It does look like
we don't
it.
Have
it does
to
look,
look
horrible.
Brain.
You should really put it back in your head.
We should.
It's all right, guys. Hang in there. Everything's going to be fine.
Right? Someday.
Everything's going
to
be fine.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for this week to be over. Once we're done with the third episode of WebSoup, I can relax.
Once my inversion table comes, Chris pulled the trigger on it today.
Oh, really?
I did. Yes, he did.
See, I wasn't going to mention it on the podcast.
I'm mentioning it right now because he said he would get it last week, and he did. He followed through on his promises.
I did.
Mostly empty.
I bought you the damn chair, Homer. The Spine Melter 2000. So I hope that the inversion table helps heal some of your back problems.
I really
problems.
Hope so, too. I really hope it decompresses my spine. Because
if it doesn't, I'm going to take that money out of your ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to dig it out with my cock. My double-ended dildo that I showed Jeremy Wheaton.
I don't understand why Greta doesn't understand that I'm doing a podcast when I text her. Anyway.
Does she listen to the podcast?
She does.
Well,
you might just have to worry about it less
understand.
After you break up because you threw her under the bus on the podcast.
Oh, she knows I do that.
Okay, good. I would like to point out that Jeremy Wheaton has a website, jeremywheaton.typepad.com, just if you want to go. He's a super smart guy.
He should get on Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Love Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr it up.
Tumblr it up, bro.
All right, I think that's enough for this week. We're at minute 48, a little bit shorter this week. We're all a little bit fried because we're doing two WebSoup episodes this week, and so none of us have really slept. And
I'm just fried for general reasons, guys. I don't do anything.
Hey, chin up, buddy. Hang in there.
Hey, why don't you bring everyone down?
You know, it sounds like you could use some telekinetic powers from a botany formula that got mixed up in your lab by accident that you also gave to your mouse, that then you'd be able to have sex with the nerdy girl who's hot when she takes off her glasses, and then your buddy's rich and he fucks Heather Thomas, and then you use your mind to make everyone's tits come out.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Oh.
Three of us should open up the Meltdown show tonight. That'll excite people, huh?
Yep. We're going home! Yeah, so Sunday night, James Gunn podcast. Monday night, Black Dynamite panel.
Oh, and Saturday night, the Nerd Melt officially kicks off with Jimmy Dore's Pop Politics.
Jimmy Dore's Pop Politics. Jimmy Dore is hilarious, and his show is funny, and he is awesome.
That is a great show. I used to write for that program.
He's phenomenal.
That's fuck you, Jeremy Voorhees.
That's great.
Fuck you in the face.
That's great. Fuck you in the face,
with
Jimmy Voorhees.
With a double-sided dildo.
Yep. I'm gonna fuck your face, Jimmy Voorhees.
But I'll buy you a Jugs magazine.
I'll fuck. Ah. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Seriously.
I'm not going to enjoy my burrito tonight for food. I'm going to use it as a pillow. That is how I'm going to enjoy my burrito.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use it as lumbar support, because let's be honest, burrito would make great lumbar support.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Also, I'm still getting a little irritated by the literal fact that people are just like,
you can't control how people are going to translate.
I know.
It's like when you write a song, man, you put it out there.
And that makes it more special for you because you have your special meaning for it, and other people have their literal meanings for it.
Like Space Odyssey, to me, it's just about Major Tom, you know?
Ground control.
You're talking about Space Oddity?
But to David Bowie, what is it? I don't know.
Space Odyssey is a book.
Yeah. Did I say Odyssey? I meant
Oddity.
I know it's Oddity, and that word just did not come out of my mouth, apparently.
Mm. Ground control to Major Tom. There are a lot of fashionistas out there getting ready for the Soup Awards.
Well,
yeah.
I wonder if we make fun of them, if any of them will listen to the podcast and know that we're talking about them. Hey, I'm wearing Dockers in 2011.
I don't know why that made me giggle so much.
You know, I look at all these. I look at all these ladies out here waiting to go into the Soup, and all I can hear is the Sex and the City theme.
Which one's the carry of their group?
They're all the carry. We're all the carry. Yeah. No one wants to be the Samantha, honey. Why don't you just suck his cock? That's gonna be my one man show. Samantha, capital M A N. Samantha. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but one of these days I'm gonna do it. My one-man show of just Samantha lines.
Nice. All right, I gotta go back upstairs.
And are you gonna go upstairs? Are you gonna go fuck the upstairs, honey?
I have to go pretend to be Emily.
Are you gonna go fuck pretending?
Yeah. That's one.
Let's go fuck the meltdown show.
Let's go fuck the meltdown show.
Fucking in the ear.
This is kind of topical.
Whoa.
Gentlemen, I'm currently watching the web super mirror, and I'm curious if this was intentional or not. During the web super investigates bit, the vomitologist in the Case Western University, which is a real university in Cleveland, which I happen to be an alumnus. I'm only using that word because of instead of alumni, because I listened to the Tim Ferriss episode this morning.
Yes.
In the following scene, there's a vomiting guy in an inside out witness shirt, which, because I know not everyone out there is a sports fan, was LeBron James' Nike campaign while he was a Cleveland Cavalier. So my comments, thanks for the shout-out to Case. Mm-hmm. What made Case come to mind when you were thinking of schools where you could find a vomitologist? Can you please make vomiting on LeBron James memorabilia a reoccurring motif?
Are you saying that Case Western does not have a vomitology department?
That is legally not a Nike shirt that is in our show, but
it's an Ekind shirt.
It's an Ekind shirt, but I do know for a fact that the Cleveland connection is all by happenstance.
It's not Nike. No, it's Ekind, and the slogan is "Just doing it."
Exactly.
It's like that shoe company, LeBron Jordan. That's Nike is suing them,
and rightfully so.
Yeah,
Furman and I performed at Case Western for 8 people.
Ooh,
it was fun.
Nice.
Many years ago.
All right.
That's like $1,000 a person.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Jonah.
I'm going to want you to do something for me.
Man, I'm so sick of you sidling me with tasks, but okay, if it's a good one, I'll do it.
All right. I'm going to need you.
Okay.
To.
What?
Enjoy your burrito.
I'm in! Burrito right. Enjoyed.
See, like, we got a couple weirdos looking at us.
Yep.
Show them your cock and balls.
Yeah.
They like it.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.